Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. 1971, 40 years ago, and a year in which I believe set the music industry and the listening public on its ear. Now I say that because the rock and roll music recorded and released in that 12-month span was so incredible, so unmatched in its high caliber and volume. Well, I'm just not sure there's been a year since that's even come close. But that's a debate for another time. Today on Tunes, we take a look at a band that had blossomed, stumbled, reinvigorated, broken up, regained its footing, and lost its vision on more than a few occasions. The band? Traffic. Now, through the last 3 years of the 60s, Steve Winwood, Chris Wood, Jim Capaldi, and Dave Mason had written and recorded some of the most compelling music of the time. But personal and directional clashes had these bandmates going in and out of their musical relationships before, during, and after the albums were made. Winwood and Mason differed on musical progression for the band, and Mason left the group on several occasions. Winwood and Wood struck out and played with Hendrix in the studio and while they were on the road. There was Winwood's Blind Faith experience, and then the reemergence of Traffic. And by 1971, Traffic was Winwood, Capaldi, and Wood with a couple of side friends, Jim Gordon and Rick Gretsch, who helped make the process what it was. Now, Dave Mason did reappear on the live album Welcome to the Canteen in the summer of 1971, but was not part of the low spark of High Heeled Boys, an album released in November of that year. So here's a taste of that magical year with some of those who made the magic so well. Traffic, from the low spark of High Heeled Boys, here on today's Yeah Baby Tune.
Seems like I'm wasting my time. Wish I was home again, sipping my wine. And I'm gone, gone, gone. I don't care, 'cause I'm gone, gone, gone. I don't care, that's where I'm from. I'm on the road again.
Where I'm from, I'm on the road again. like it grew on the tree. It's trying to tell me about the birds and the bees. And the skirt that you're wearing is way past your knees. Either light or fold, leave me alone. You're up all night, bleaching your mind. Come home in the morning with your latest find. I'm gonna have to lay it to you straight on the line.
Living beyond all your means, and the man in the sea. chance of something similar as this. Don't worry too much, it'll happen to you. As sure as your sorrows are joys. And the thing that disturbs you is only the sound of the love spot with high heel boys. The percent that you're paying is too high priced while you're living. Thank you.
time. Would you do the same for me as I would for you? Or take me for a ride and strip me of everything, including my pride. But spit it is something that no one destroys.
Music from Traffic's Low Spark of High Heeled Boys here on Yeah Baby Tunes. Now, we heard Rock and Roll Stew and Line Up or Leave Me Alone, both songs featuring the lead vocal of Jim Capaldi. Now, he had only done one other lead vocal ever with a Traffic song called Dealer from the album Dear Mr. Fantasy. And then, of course, the title track, The Low Spark of High Heeled Boys, a song whose title originated from the phrase being written in Capaldi's notebook by his friend, actor Michael J. Pollard. You know, the guy that played C.W. Moss in Bonnie and Clyde. Now, he and Jim were in Morocco attempting to shoot a movie, which ended up never getting made. But when Pollard got ready to leave, he wrote that phrase in Capaldi's book. And Jim said he kind of thought it was a great description of Pollard himself, kind of a rebel, a bit short and stocky, and the low spark reference a sort of street vibe or attitude. Now, there's many takes on what the song actually means, from its spiritual sense to the supposed reference to gay men in London and their boots they wore sparking from the heels when they walked because of metal cleats on the bottom, or the heroin reference. The man was shot dead by a gun that didn't make any noise, reference to a needle. But it wasn't the bullet that laid him to rest, it was the low spark of high-heeled boys. Well, I guess hanging with the wrong crew. I always thought there was a bit of a materialistic warning from the line, the man in the suit just bought a new car on the profits he's made from your dreams. Now, I think there's many great songs that have different meanings to many different people. The album reached number 7 on the Billboard charts, and although it's 41 minutes long, only contains 6 songs. That happens when the song Low Spark is over 11 minutes long, and two others, Many a Mile to Freedom and Rainmaker, are over 7 minutes. A real unique piece of music, and certainly a fair representation for a first look at 1971. That's Tunes for now. Please tell your friends to look for us on Facebook and here on the web, and then there's that tweeting thing on Twitter. I'm Mitch Michaels. See you next time for another Yeah Baby Tunes.